I don't care too much for money because money can't buy me confidence.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. In just a handful of weeks, the federal government has spent more than $1 trillion trying to contain the financial crisis. But so far, investors don't seem to be buying it. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped below 10,000 yesterday for the first time in 4 years. But Uncle Sam looks poised to try again. The Fed is reportedly considering pumping money into the commercial paper market. In our continuing special coverage of the financial crisis, Jeremy Hobson has more.
The commercial paper market is the engine of American business. It's the money that corporations rely on for day-to-day operations, everything from paying employees to buying inventory. They usually borrow it from banks or even other companies, but right now no one wants to lend money for fear it won't be paid back. To make matters worse, money market investors are pulling their cash out of funds that are used to buy commercial paper. As a result, the rates companies pay to borrow money have skyrocketed. So the Fed is considering stepping in and becoming the lender of last resort to American companies. It would create a special vehicle to buy unsecured commercial paper and do so most likely by printing more money. Details are still sketchy about the idea, but it's clear on Wall Street and in commercial paper markets around the world that time is running out. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
U.S. markets weren't the only ones that had a bad case of the Mondays. Yesterday, European stocks saw their biggest drop in 2 decades. Today, Europe's 27 finance ministers are holding an emergency meeting in Luxembourg. Megan Williams reports.
The meeting's top two agenda items are protecting Europe's banking system and private bank accounts. But despite repeated promises of unified action, there's been anything but in Europe. 5 EU nations, including Germany, have guaranteed bank accounts in their own countries. That prompted accusations of unfair advantage from other EU nations. France and Italy have been pushing for a US-style rescue fund, but Germany and Britain oppose it because they don't want to have to bail out other countries' banks. EU finance expert Joshua Raymond says Europe needs a unified banking approach.
One thing that I think the market will certainly, the bottom-based consumer would want to see is greater communication and if not one regulatory system for all.
The communication is now there. It's coordination that remains out of reach. I'm Megan Williams for Marketplace.
And global markets are still seeing red this morning. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 3.5% to close at 9,955. This morning, London's FTSE is off 0.25%. Tokyo's Nikkei Index fell 3% after losing more than 4% yesterday. And Bank of America's stock is down more than 10% in pre-market trading. The banking giant reported its third quarter results late yesterday. Income was 68% below what it was last year. The bank blamed rising delinquencies on things like mortgages and credit cards. You might remember, though, just last month, B of A shelled out $44 billion to buy up Merrill Lynch.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, working to provide responsible, sustainable energy to power America's future. Constellation Energy, the way energy works. By the Medtronic Foundation, letting listeners know that October is Sudden Cardiac Awareness Month. More about SCA risks and treatment at hearthelp.com. And by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
Tonight, John McCain and Barack Obama face off in their second presidential debate. As part of our series, Interested Parties, we ask some voters what they're looking for from the next president. This time, we thought we'd check in with independent truckers. They see a whole lot of the country, and they really feel the effects of things like high gas prices. Mitchell Hartman pulled into a truck stop in Portland, Oregon.
The Jubitz Travel Center is the creme de la creme of truck stops, with a hotel, a country music lounge, a cinema, even a church meeting for truckers, none of which takes the sting out of filling up with diesel at more than $4 a gallon.
But I remember, you know, fueling right here when fuel was less than $1 a gallon. It wasn't that long ago.
That's Howard Hart. He visits truck stops all over the country for the Owner Operator Independent Drivers Association. Hart says what gets truckers hot under the hood is when trucking companies pocket customer fuel surcharges instead of passing them on to drivers who pay at the pump. Hartz Association is pushing legislation on the issue. Truck driver Gary Fallon is from Missoula, Montana.
I don't know about the government involvement. I don't know if they should have to take care of our business like that, but I think it just ought to be more open book so everybody can see if it's being passed on like it ought to be.
That feds get off my back mentality is common at the truck stop. Robert Johnson is a driver out of Sacramento.
When it comes to taking care of myself, I'll take the personal responsibility, and I really don't want the government involved in it.
Still, Johnson rails against laws that say he can't idle his truck and run the AC, even in 100-degree heat, and don't even get him started on the condition of America's highways.
The roads are pretty deplorable in some states, and traffic and congestion and just too many cars on the road and all competing for the same piece of asphalt.
Florida trucker Amy Sparkland says that makes it more dangerous for everyone, from drivers of 18-wheelers to compacts.
46 years I've been in commercial driving, and it's getting worse. There's a lot of road rage, and there's a lot of discourteous drivers.
Sparkland suggests government provide an educational CD with every driver's license. It wouldn't hurt, she says, to add lanes and fix roads and bridges, but with the economy in such trouble, she doesn't hold out much hope. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
For more on our series, head to our website, marketplace.org, and click on Interested Parties. And this final note, I mentioned the presidential debates are coming up tonight. The whole Main Street versus Wall Street question is bound to come up. So let's take a look at some of the action on Main Street. Yeah, it's more like inaction. A report from MasterCard Advisors found we are refraining from retail therapy these days. Apparel sales last month were down more than 5.5% from last year. Sales of furniture, electronics, and appliances were down 13%. And if you have some thoughts on the presidential election, our economy, or anything else, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email, letters@marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.